The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Tav Dalet. In the previous shiur we discussed the fundamentals of the halacha of Lufnei Iver L'Yisitei Michshol and how it relates to the din of Misayel Dvar Aveira, which is derived from the halacha of Arvus. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. Each person, Kol Yisrael, is responsible for his fellow Yid, and therefore there's a mitzvah and a halacha that every person has to be mafresh another one from another Yid from Yisuro. If a person sees his friend doing an Isser, there's a mitzvah techocha, there's a mitzvah to separate him and make sure he does not transgress any of the Isurim in the Torah. And therefore, it's a kol shekein. Certainly, he's not allowed to be misayei al dvar aveira. He's not allowed to help him do an aveira, and instead he has to separate him and make sure that he has his own obligation to ensure that other people in Klal Yisrael are not over an aveira. Interestingly enough, on today's daf and daf dalet, we discuss a very similar concept, really taking this din of Misayel Dvar Aveira and the din of La Frusha Meisura one step further. And the today's discussion will revolve around the words of the Gemara and the concept of Chatei Bishvil Sheyizkeh Chaveirecho. Does a person's arvus, does a person's relationship to his fellow Yid go to the degree that he is responsible to be mafresh his friend Meisura, to ensure that his friend is not over any Yisurim, to the extent where he himself will do something wrong? He himself will do something that's not appropriate, that's usur, but it's an isur kal, in order to be mafresh his friend and to separate his friend and ensure his friend will not do an isur chamor. In other words, if a person's faced with two isurim, and the only way he can get out of, he himself can get out of what is he can only get out of one of these isurim. He has to be over an isur for whatever reason, but he can choose which isur he's over. L'chayr, it would be clear that he should try to do the less severe isur. If one's daraisa and one's darabanan, he should choose the darabanan. If one's sheyesh bekaris and one does not have karis, many times he would choose the karis. Of course, it's totally, if it's an asay, it's a lois asay, but generally, the general direction would be that he should try to be over the least severe isur possible. Now, does the din of arvus warrant that we look at all of Klal Yisrael as one, the Klal Yisrael are Ravim Zelozeh, and therefore, if I have an Isser that I'm going to be over, and the only way to separate my friend and ensure that he does not transgress an Aveiro is by me myself doing something wrong, do we look at that as one big picture, and therefore, we have Reuben and Shimon, an Aveiro is about to be performed. Shimon is about to perform a serious aveira. I have a way of stopping him by being over and transgressing a lighter aveira. Do we look at it as one Klal Yisrael, to the extent that we look at it as one package and I have an obligation to transgress a minor aveira in order to save my friend from doing a more chamer aveira, as if we were one person, or no? That far we don't stretch it. If he was over an Isser, he's about to be over an Isser, I have an obligation to be mafresh him from the Isser, to separate him, to save him, to do whatever I can. But I cannot transgress any type of Aveira in order to get there. The Gemara on the Avdalah and Aleph and Shabbos in today's Daf brings down the Shaila that was cleared on the Gimel and Beis by Rabbi Barabaya. The Gemara brings down the Shaila, Hidbik Pas Betanur. Hetiru Leiler Daisa Kaidim Shiavel Dechiyav Chatos, Eloi Hetiru. If somebody stuck an isa, dough, onto a tanor. To remove that dough, a person has to do a maisa, an action called redia. That action of redia, of taking the dough off of the esh tanor, or off of the walls of the tanor, is only an isa rabbana. It's not an isa raisa, because It's considered a chachma. It's considered an art and not a malacha. It's not dumi to the malachas of Shabbos. It's not a malacha. It's an art. Therefore, it's only the Mishnah Rabbanan. The Gemara goes back and forth, and the Gemara comes out that the shaila of Rabbi Barabaya is where Reuven stuck the pas in the tanur, and in 20 minutes the pas is eventually going to become baked, and his maisa of hadbaka, his ma'is of sticking the pas on the tanur, is going to create an isur d'oraisa, a serious aveira. Now Shimon, his friend, has the ability to save him and to be mafresh ma'isur, to save him from the isur and to remove al-yidei the ma'is of radia, remove the isur and be over an isur rabbanon to save his friend. So the Gemara says, Gemara asks, what is the shaila? Do we then look at it as one goof, as one unit, and we tell Reuven, we tell Shimon, transgress a small aveira kadesh yizke chaverecha, so that your friend will be saved from a very serious aveira? Of course, we don't say that, and that's the Gemara's maskana. Now there are many questions from many different places in Shas. Toisus over here in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Dibrei Ma'aseh V'Chi, and Toisus in Erevin bring down various questions on this concept. And each question warrants another exclusion. In other words, the general klal that we have in the Gemara and Shabbos is that no, we do not say Chatei B'Shul Sheyizkeh Chavirecho. You are not allowed to transgress in the Issur D'Rabbanon or a light Issur to save your friend from an Aveira. However, Tosfos and the Rishonim ask various questions, and each question where we see another place in Shas where we do say Chateh B'Shul Sheyizkeh Chavirecho. Like, for example, the Gemara says that in Erevin that there's a halacha, a chavar is not allowed to be toirim min amukaf. A person, a chavar, a talmid chacham, is not allowed to take truma from an isa or from a pile of fruit that's distant, that's far away. He has to take it from right there. The Gemara says that if a chavar told an amaretz, kach te'eni te'eno me te'enoisai, take a fig from my te'enois, I allow you to take a fruit, and then he realizes that the Am Aretz is not going to take truma on that fruit. He's allowed to be Torim even min amukif, even though there's an Isser involved, even though a person is not allowed to usually be Torim min amukif. But since he's going to save another person from an Aveira, he is allowed to be over this Aveira of being Torim min amukif. Asks Tosfos, so we see that a person would be Chatei B'Shul Sheyizkeh Chavirecho. Tosfos answers, because over here he was the cause. He himself was the cause of this Aveira. We're going to focus today on one specific question, and just as an introduction to that question, we're going to discuss a tshuva from the Tshuvas HaRashba. The Rashba was presented with the following question. There was an unfortunate, terrible calamity, a terrible, terribly unfortunate situation. There was a girl, a Bas Yisrael, that was snatched and was coerced by Mishumadim to leave and was taken away, Chas v'Shalom, never to be seen again. And the word got out that these Mishumadim were trying to convert her and trying to take her away so that she would lose all faith in Yiddishkeit. And the family, it was on Shabbos, the family heard about this and they wanted to run after this person, and it involved going chutz l'tchum on Shabbos. It involved getting up and going out of the tchum Shabbos and being over the Yisr of tchum Shabbos. And the Rashba was presented with the Shiloh. Do we run after this girl who's going to chas v'sholem? If we don't catch up to them, we'll be lost forever. or not? Amazingly enough, the Rajba said, no, you're not allowed to. Because we don't say chate b'shul she'iz kechaveirecho. Even though it's gonna be a tremendous calamity and she's gonna be lost forever, but you have no right to be over in Isra of Tchum Shabbos. Because we don't say chate b'shul she'iz kechaveirecho. Her life is not in danger, even though her spiritual life is in danger, which the Beis Yosef argues on the Rajba tremendously, and he feels that Beis Yosef and that spiritual endangerment is also an endangerment. But the Rajba Paskin, like this Gemara, we say, Chatei B'shul Shiyizka Chavei Recho. I'd like to discuss why, interestingly enough, in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says, in Simen Shin Vav, in Shulchan Aruch Sif Yodalet, somebody sent to a family the news, the terrible news that your daughter was being taken away to become a mishumedes. You have to get up and go and leave your house, even if you have to be over on the Isra of Tchum Shabbos, and you have to pass over the Tchum Shabbos, a person has to do that. And if they don't want to, we're kai for them to do it, they have to go and be matzil. The Rama does not argue on this halacha, he just brings it down, not like the Chubas HaRajba, in contrast to the Pesach of Chubas HaRajba, and he says in parentheses, V'ayin l'kamon, Simen Shin Chav Ches, Si'if Yud. If one turns to Simen Shin Chav Ches, Si'if Yud, the Rama says the following halacha. Mi sheroitzim la'onsoi sheyaver aveira gedoilo. Somebody who wants to force others to do a tremendous aveira, and they're about, like, similar to this case, that they're forcing this girl to become mishumedes. Ein mechal in alavis haShabbos kedei laatziloi. Ayin la'el simen shin vav. See earlier simen shin vav. So it seems as if each halacha is contradicting one another. The Rama sends us back to simen shin vav where it says that it's mutter. The Rama and simen shin vav sends us to simen shin chav ches where the Rama says that it's aser, ein mechal in alavis haShabbos, and l'chayr it seems like a very big steer. Do we pass him like the Rajba? Do we not pass him like the Rajba? So I'd like to explain why l'chayr the halacha is not like the Rajba, and to explain the stira between the two halachas, the halacha in Simen Shin Vav, and the halacha in Simen Shin Chav Ches and Hilchas Shabbos. One of the kashas that we mentioned earlier on this halacha is from a Gemara in Gittin and a Gemara in Yevamos. The two Gemaras both talk about the concept of Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. A Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin is somebody who was once owned, was an Eved, a slave that was once owned by two masters, B'shutfis. They had a partnership in the Eved, they owned the Eved as partners. And then one of them decided to free the Eved or the Shivcha, to free the slave or the maidservant. This person now is a half slave and half maidservant, and half free woman. So that being the case, the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Mecharin, Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Bas Chayrin has a serious issue in Halacha. They have nobody to be able to get married to. They're Asur Akul Alma. Since they're half Eved, they're also to marry into Klal Yisrael, and they can't marry Avadim or Shvachas either, because they're half of them, they're Chetzi Ben Chayrin, the Chetzi Yisrael, which is also to marry an Eved. So there are two Gemaras. One Gemara says, talks about a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin who has a mitzvah deraisa of Piriya Viribya, and the Gemara says that the master should free his Eved in order to give him the ability to procreate and to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Piriya Viribya. Seems to be a contradiction to the Gemara in Shabbos. The halacha is, it's aser to free an Eved. There's a mitzvah say, La'olam behem ta'avoidu, You're not allowed to, you have to keep an Eved forever. So how can we ask the Adoin, the master, to free the Eved so that he can become another mitzvah? He's another gulf. He's another barrier. How can we ask the Adoin to transgress a mitzvah asay of lo'olam v'em ta'avoidu for the sake of piri v'ribya of the Eved? We don't say chatei b'shul she'izke chaveirecha. One question. The second Gemara talks about a chatzi shivcha chatzi bas chorin who cannot get married. And because she couldn't get married, she was a prutza and she used to meddle and she was the cause of a potential serious averis with people of Klal Yisrael. She was hefker and she had no stable family life and therefore she was a prutza in the streets and she was, people were being noyig with her, a minig of hefker and transgressing serious averis. So the Chachamim forced the Adoin to free the Shivcha so that other people should not transgress averis through her. Again, asks the Rishonim, how can we force the Adoin to transgress the Isser of La'olam Behem Tavoidu, to go against the mitzvah Sasei of keeping an Eved forever? Where just for the sake of saving other people from Averis, we do not say Chatei Bishul She'iske Chaveirecho. So there are two basic terutzim to this question, and I think through this we'll be able to understand why the Tshuva to Rashba, in the case of the Meshumedes, comes out L'chumra, and we, Paskin L'kula, that we're allowed to chase down the missionaries who are trying to convert this Bas Yisroel. The Tosfos on our blot, Devei Maskil V'chi Oimerim, says that when it comes to period of Virivia, or when it comes to somebody's Binoig Minig Hefker, which is an Aveira de Rabim, many other people are transgressing Aveirois, there, since period of Virivia is such a fundamental mitzvah, it's the Kiyum of the Bria, Lysoya Barola Shevas Yitzara, it's the Kiyum of creation. So in that, these cases where the mitzvahs and the averis that we're talking about are of such magnitude, here we would say chatei b'shul she'izke chaveirecho. Even though the Gemara by us in Shabbos Dav Dalet comes out with the psak halacha that we do not say chatei b'shul she'izke chaveirecho, but in serious cases like piri v'rivya, when piri v'rivya is on the line, the ability for this person to procreate and to leave over generations is on the line. Or if there's a rabbin, a tzibur of people are transgressing averus through a shivcha, in these cases, since the averus that are involved are of such magnitude, we say chatei b'shul she'izke chaveirecho. The Rashba, on the other hand, says a very simple teretz. In a case of chatzi eved chatzi ben chayre, or chatzi shivcha chatzi bas chayre, says the Rashba, there is no mitzvah of la'olam behem ta'avoidu. The only time we have a mitzvah of la'olam behem ta'avoidu, that an eved must stay an eved forever, is only by a full eved, by a full shivcha. But once there's a chetzi eved and chetzi baschorin, or chetzi shivcha chetzi baschorin, there we would not say the mitzvah of la'olam behem ta'avoidu does not apply. Now, if we take the Beis Yosef Shita and Simon Shinvav, it's very understandable, say the Poskim. The Rashba himself, in Shubas Rashba, where he paskins that even though this Mishumedes was going to convert to another religion, and her entire life, she was going to be being Mechalel, Shabbosos upon Shabbosos, and Averis upon Averis, there, said the Rashba, even though it's a mitzvah rabbi, it seems to be a tremendous mitzvah, the Rashba says that still we don't say chatei b'shul she'izke chaveirecho. It doesn't matter. And the reason is because the Rashba himself does not use the teretz of Tosfos, that by mitzvah rabbi it's different. The Rashba's shita is that that we don't say chatei even when the avera that we're trying to avoid is of a tremendous magnitude, still we don't say chatei shebishul shiyus kachavei recho. Because he has another shot in the teretz, to answer the question of chetzi avir chetzi mechorir, and he says that there's no mitzvah in this case. Lo'ilam ben tavoy does not apply, and therefore we instruct the adoin to free the Eved, or to free the Shivcha, because there's no mitzvah at all. He's not being over anything because it's a Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Vaschoret. But if there would have been an Isser, the Rajba would imply that even if by transgressing this mitzvah Kala, of the mitzvah Asei of Lo'ilom, Bahem Tahavoidu, we would save somebody even from a tremendous mitzvah and allow him to be Mekayim in Piri of Arabia, or a mitzvah the Rabbim. Still, we would say, do not be transgressed in Aveira to save somebody else, even from a mitzvah of that magnitude. So therefore, says the Chuvah Zerajva, in the case of Ishmedes, you're right, it's tremendous Aveiras are going to come out. This woman, this Bas Yisrael, this girl is going to be an Ishmedes for Oilam, possibly. But still, says the Rajva, we don't say Chatei B'Shul Shiyas Chavirecha, and you're not allowed to trace after her. But we, the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, and Simen Shinvav, Paskins, they know. A person is chayiv, we're koife, we force them to be mishtadel and to run after the people who are the mishumadim who are taking her away because of mitzvah rabba. We paskin by mitzvah rabba is different. The Ramah in Simen Shin Chof Ches, we mentioned earlier that there the Ramah says Mishu Roitzin La'onsay Shiyaver Aver Gedoyla Ein Mechal in the Lezva Shabbos. If you have somebody that's being ma'anes, somebody else, to do an aveira gedoyla, still when amachal the Shabbos kedei lo yitzioi, why is that? Says the Turizov and others, the Taz, that here we're talking about an individual case, a singular aveira. A person is being forced to be over an aveira. We know Oynes Rechman Apatre, what they're doing is not terrible, because it's not their fault. It's a one-time singular thing. It's not like we're taking away to be mishumedes forever, like in Simen Shinvav. There we paskin that you're allowed to because of the mitzvah rabba. So a situation of such magnitude, we're allowed to be over smaller aveiras in order to save from such a drastic, terrible aveira. However, in Simen Shinchof Ches, we're talking about an isolated story where somebody is taking somebody else and forcing them to be over an aveira. There we're not mechal the Shabbos because it's not an aveira of such magnitude. Because it's a one-time thing, it's something that's being done, forced down the person's throat, and the person is being over this aveira be'oines gomer, and he's not going to be ne'enash from it. So maybe we see, say, oines rachman apatri, and in this case, we say, we don't say chatei v'shivil shiyiske chavirecha, similar to the gemara in Shabbos. So in summation, we paskin be'etzem, in a normal situation, that you're not allowed to transgress an aveira to save somebody else from other aveiras. And this shaila comes up very much in the inyan of kiruv. And this inyan of mitzvah rabba comes up very much. Is a person allowed to be over lifnei evilasi to mishal or misayel to aveira, to invite guests, let's say, for Shabbos, where you know that these guests are less affiliated yidin who are yet to be frum and they're on their way, and you want to invite them for Shabbos, and you know clearly that they're going to drive on Shabbos? And so we have to analyze the shiur of yesterday. Is it a case of lifnei evil esitei michshol, where if not for your invitation they would not be over this isser, or is it just the misayel dvar aveiro, where they would be? And we mentioned yesterday that there's a difference between somebody who's doing it b'mezid, somebody who's doing the aveiro, he's a mishumet, he's a mummer, the various differences. But the question then will arise: am I allowed to be misayel advar aveira? And Rosh Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva where he discusses this point about how bringing somebody to Yiddishkeit might be considered a mitzvah rabba, and where certain leniencies can apply, and we could say chatei b'shul shiyiske chaverecha, that a person might be able to be over a smaller iser of, let's say, misayel advar aveira, if the potential gain is one of serious magnitude of bringing back somebody to Klal Yisrael, to the folk, to Yiddishkeit and to Torah Yiddishkeit. So these questions obviously have to be addressed on an individual basis. We have to measure the mitzvah, that's the aveira that's being performed, against the aveira that's being saved, and the futuristic expectation of what possibly might come out of this of these Yisurim. But on a general level, we do not say Chatei Bishul Shizka Chavirecha unless it's in one of these specific cases mentioned by the Tosis and the other Rishonim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.